For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. About 400 young couples gathered at St. Mary's Pro-Cathedral in Dublin Saturday to ask Pope Francis about marital advice. Many are about to be married, others are newlyweds. Some couples wondered why marriages don't last and if it's worth it. The Pope responded that marriage is more than an institution.
It's a decision that's taken knowingly for the whole of life and to help one another and protect one another.
The Pope gave some age-old advice that we might recognize as never go to bed angry.
And then rancor begins. So fight as much as you want. Have as many arguments as you want, but at night, make peace. All right? You mustn't forget that, young people.
Pope Francis is only the second pope ever to visit the country of Ireland. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
The fall of Silent Sam on UNC's campus brought out counter-protesters Saturday. Earlier this week, students at the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill brought down the Confederate monument that honored the South's fallen soldiers in the Civil War. Saturday, they were met by a small but angry group carrying Confederate flags. While this man didn't say he was with the group, he did say he felt monuments should not be destroyed.
It broke my heart to see one of the monuments be destroyed, any monument. I mean, it don't matter to me. Any part of history doesn't need to be destroyed. If we ruin history, if you forget about it, you're doomed to repeat it.
A Washington State family thought it would be fun to pull a prank on their 11 and 15-year-olds by staging a fake kidnapping. Six adults in white jumpsuits, parents and friends, grabbed their kids, put zip ties on their hands, and threw them in a van, leaving witnesses horrified. Troopers spent nearly 10 hours searching for them before realizing it was just a hoax. Charges may be filed. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A deadly train collision in the Fort Worth, Texas area. Just after noon local time Saturday, a semi-truck carrying two people collided with a Trinity Railway Express passenger train. Several units from Arlington, Fort Worth, and Euless responded. Mike Drivdahl is the public information officer from the Fort Worth Fire Department.
We do have two patients that were pronounced dead on scene, two patients that are the red category, which is what we consider critical. We have five patients that are yellow, which is serious injuries but not life-threatening.
It's unclear what caused the crash. After President Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen testified that Trump directed him to commit a crime by arranging payments ahead of the 2016 presidential election to silence two women alleging affairs, Texas Democratic Congressman Al Green explains why he thinks it's time to start discussing impeachment.
I do not speak for the Democratic Party. I only speak for those who agree with me, and apparently about 70% of the Democrats do. I do not believe that is premature. I do believe that the president is now an unindicted co-conspirator. And I think that that carries a lot of weight with it.
Green's been calling for the impeachment of Trump since September of last year for various reasons. President Trump was active on Twitter Saturday morning taking fresh aim at Attorney General Jeff Sessions. The president continues to respond to a statement Sessions released saying the Department of Justice will not be improperly influenced by political considerations as long as he's Attorney General. Trump wrote that Sessions is ignoring politics because, quote, he doesn't understand what's happening underneath his command position. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.